Fixen.
Hello and welcome back to What the F Stop. I'm your host Jamal. I've had a little impromptu break to recharge the batteries, but we are back. Today I'll be talking to Poon. She's an international student who created an amazing project by the name of The Femgraph, dedicated to female photographers and raising the issue of underrepresentation of women in the photography industry. So let's jump right in. So Poon, what sparked the idea behind The Femgraph?
So I have always been intrigued by photography, but people would frequently say to me that it could be only my hobby, because there are plenty of good male photographers who could do better than females out there. I quote that from my cousin, so she said that to me.
Yeah, oh nice.
And she just told me that I just can't carry those equipment. I just won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
And however, I have encountered many remarkable female photographers, but it appears that there is an absence of professional representation for them. That seems to confirm that the idea of gender bias in this industry exists. And this drove me to become more sensitive about how female photographers are portrayed.
Right.
To understand this issue, a magazine, a Femgraph, was created as I wanted to be an awareness raising initiative. Sorry, I'm just a bit excited. It's supposed to be a showcase of females' work, and I would like to spread out current women photographers' expressions towards this gender discrimination in photography.
And what's been the reaction to the project?
Oh, it was amazing. Most of the people in my society, really, they don't feel like that is an issue, which is really surprising me.
Yeah.
Because one of my friends, she called me the other day. She was like, "Oh, congrats on your project," and she was like, honestly, she didn't realize this issue at all. She just feel like, oh, this isn't real. But yeah, now I opened the door to her that, okay, this is a real life. And
yes,
some female photographers are really struggling to get known or to be out there. Just hard for them. I know there are plenty of good photographers, the female ones, but they really need to work hard. I know male photographers work hard as well, but yeah, it's just different. We got treated differently.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that there is definitely a more one-sided when it comes to projects, them being just male only or few females leading big projects.
Yeah, thank you for noticing that.
Definitely. It's definitely something that should be raised more. And how did you go about finding the photographers that featured in the project?
So most of them, I knew them online. Some of them I met on a little society on Instagram, a film female photographer, something like that. So
yeah,
we got to be friends, and of course my uni course is about media and communication. So my final media project, I would love to create this magazine and raise this issue. So I just grabbed my online friends from over the world, America, UK, my Thai friends who really love film photography. I just asked them could you come and help me out on my project? It could be really nice idea to get people together and raise some voice about it.
Do you find the film community, is it more friendly, like female-wise, or do you have male photographers like helping you out? Or?
So basically, this group is like on Instagram. They're really like they're. I wouldn't say they are biased or anything. They're quite equal, and
yeah.
I feel so grateful that I found them. So I would say they're definitely open. And also, I got a group on Facebook as well, but it's only Thai people there. So it's like a Thai film group. And they were really friendly to me, even though like I'm female. I think, to be honest, for myself, I didn't really get to see bad like male photographers who bullied me yet. Lucky me, but
yeah,
you can notice that on my film graph, most of the female photographers, they found a lot of like discouragement or like judges from a lot of male photographers and also like people around them.
Yeah. And did you come up against any obstacles when you was creating the project?
I would say it's quite flowing because everything is go according to the plan. Everyone is helping me out. And also I could get like valid evidence online as well. Like a lot of statistics that are really, really comparing the numbers of female photographers and photographers. Also the paid salary for female and males, something like that. So everything is supporting me to become, to encourage my project to be completed, really.
And would you make any like physical copies of the femgraph? Would you want to put it into like a physical, something you could kind of like buy online?
Maybe in the future, but my aim now is to publish it online for now, but maybe sure it could be great experience and interesting to publish my magazine physically.
Yeah. And do you plan on making any more editions of the project with different female photographers being highlighted?
For sure, I think in the future, because I would love to gather more ideas and opinions from other female photographers. Also, some more possible way to increase to decrease the gender gap in the future, because it could be another way in the future, right? Like, we need to keep us updated. We need to keep talking about it to, like, to improve something.
And do you have any advice for female photographers out there?
I would say I know it's hard to be outstanding in this male dominant industry, yet don't give up. Reach out to female supported pages on Instagram or check out the website at the end of the back of my magazine and keep shooting, keep like do what you love.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we spoke earlier about you saying you started film photography 4 years ago. What was your first film camera?
My first film camera is Nikon FM2. I got it from in London actually, and just in love with it, really. Most of the thing that I learned from it is like patience. You can't just get a photo instantly, as like everything is a course. That's a funny thing, but you still want to shoot film because it's interesting and you can never know what is gonna come out, even though it's like a mistake or even though it's something doesn't go as you expected, it's still like beautiful imperfections in my opinion.
Yeah, it's definitely forgiving when you make mistakes.
Yeah, honestly, it just turned out like sometimes it's disappointing, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And did you start photography while you lived over here, or was that back at home?
So for film, I started here in the UK when I come to the UK like 4 years ago. But honestly, it started from back when I was 13 years old. I attended my sister's graduation, and she hired a photographer, and he used all his abilities to determine the best collection of the photographs of my sister's special day.
Yeah.
So the way he checks the light, the way he checks the angle, or how should our family pose. From watching that, like from watching his work, I started to believe that, oh, maybe photography could be what I love, could be what I enjoy to do. So after that, I started to use my sister's mirrorless camera, and then I started to study apertures, ISO, just basic stuff, and honestly, I just enjoyed it.
And do you see yourself carrying on photography as a career, or would you keep it as a hobby?
That's a great question, actually. If I have any opportunity, I might go for it, because now I love to do graphic designs as well. For now, I study media and communication, but I'm more in love with graphic design and stuff. So photography is something more like what I want to do in my like free time. I want to go out with my friends. I want to go shoot with them, and I would love to like take photo of my friends or family's special day, like wedding or something like that. It would be really interesting because I'm interested in portraits.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm not sure if I like want to be out there and like want to make money out of it.
And what makes a good photo for you? Like, what do you look for in a good photo?
I would say composition and lighting is important as well. Feelings.
Feelings. You like to capture the emotion.
Yeah. As I said, I like the portraits more, so I love capturing like feelings or moments of people. So I find it really interesting when we capture something that tells story.
Yeah. And do you have any influences? Like, do you have any photographers that you're a big fan of?
Like, the first female photographer that I really like is, her name is Julie Kate. So her Instagram is Julie Kate Photo, and I just really love her photos. She shoots on both like film and digital, I think, but it's just really authentic and it gives feeling and stuff. So yeah, she's my inspirational.
Where has the bigger film photography community in Bangkok or London?
Honestly, I would say in Bangkok, because it's like on Facebook we can access each other more like easily, because it's like a group, right? Like a group, a group on Facebook, and people just join the group and post any film photos. And then people just really come around and be like, oh, your photo is nice, but you can adjust this and that. Like, they're really friendly on giving advice. And most of the time, really, I got really great advice from there. Any advice on like film cameras, how to repair things even? Yeah. So yeah, I think I also joined the UK group, like film camera group as well. They're quite nice as well. But honestly, I didn't engage much as Thai group. So I would say they're both really nice and welcome community.
Like you said, you are really enjoying graphic design at the moment.
Yeah. I would say working in the office maybe, or become a freelancer. Another passion of mine is I would like to open a cat cafe. Yeah. I know it's not photography related, but yeah, that's my dream job. First, I would love to take a photo of my cats and like a cafe that I would love to open, like aesthetic style. Also, I'm great at graphics, so I could do all of the social media graphics on myself, like to promote it online or yeah. And also my sister, she loves to bake, so it's our little dream. So when I was in my middle school back in Thailand, I asked my teacher if I could join the photography and audio club, where you just rent the camera from the school, and then when you have any like an event coming up in the school, you are the one who take photos around the school, the photo of the whites and the students enjoying the event. But then the teacher say to me that there's a no to me because they only accept boys. So at that time, I'm just a little curious why they don't accept women. Honestly, I didn't think that it was a thing like, okay, maybe they just wanted a boy. Yeah, but as I grow up, I know that it is exactly gender discrimination. We were treated like we can do it and that photography is not for women. And schools should be institutions that teaches all genders to respect each other. So that's really shocked me when I look back at the event and like, oh my god, I got rejected just because I'm a girl.
Yeah. And with school, like, did they study, or do you study photography in school as well? Because over here, I think when I went to school, photography wasn't even a subject.
To be honest, not at all. We, like, I would say Thai education, they really teaches us, like, wide range. So, like, they don't really guided us to anywhere. Apart from like science, you need to do science, you need to do social, you need to do music, but it's just nothing like passionate about it. It's like you need to know surface level of every subject, but they never like wanted us to know exactly what we wanted until like in university. So it's unlike the UK, I think. Because the UK, you can really study what you want in like really early ages, right?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, it's weird. Well, not weird. Like, I think in schools now, they're very open to you kind of choosing even stuff creative. I think a couple of years ago, they didn't really have any creative subjects. But now I think you could, you know, study drama, you could study photography, and they're definitely opening their eyes to more creative what would you say, creative jobs?
And she studied her media, like media studies in her like A level. So it is really like some preparation for her before uni. But in Thailand, we just don't get that at all. We just gotta do like basic stuff. Like you need to know math, you need to know science. So yeah, today is here is really more open to study what you like. Yeah.
Kind of a late bloomer to creative right. stuff. It's only the past couple of years I've started to be a bit more creative.
So you know that you like photography since like you were young?
No, to be fair, I only just like discovered I like photography about 2 years ago. I went through a phase of like trying different things, trying to be a DJ, trying to learn the guitar, trying to make music. You know, kind of went for everything, like, and then I picked up a camera and it kind of clicked for me.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, I'm glad you. Yeah.
It's expensive trying to find a hobby I like.
So are you preferring film than digital?
Yeah, I think film, I've addicted to it.
Honestly, yeah. Are you preferring one medium format or 35mm?
I've only shot medium format once, so I've just been sticking to 35mm for now.
I have never experienced medium format yet, but would love to in the future.
Did you pick up?
Oh no, my dream camera would be too expensive for me to afford. But yeah.
Which one is
Pentax.
It? Is it the RZ? Oh, the Pentax. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 6-7, I think that's what they're called. Yeah. They are lovely.
Yeah, I'd love to try that one. And Poon, thank you for coming on the show. Where could you tell the listeners to find you?
You can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active on. So my account is at chaqple. And yeah, you can also find me on Facebook as well. So it's PLE and KCWRP. You can edit me, you can follow me. Thank you. And thank you, Jamal, so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can check out more of Poon's work and the Femgraph in the description. Next week on the final episode of the season, we talk to the legend that is Zain RZA. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, to leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram. Thanks again and catch you next week.